This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The campaigning for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections has ended last evening. In this phase, polling will be held on Tuesday in 122 assembly constituencies spread across 20 districts. The political fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 female candidates, will be decided by more than 3.7 crore electorates in this phase of voting. On the last day of campaigning, star campaigners and senior leaders from both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan made last-ditch efforts to woo the voters in support of their party candidates. Meanwhile, campaigning has also ended for by-elections in 8 assembly constituencies, which will be held on Tuesday. These constituencies are Budgam and Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Ghatsila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Tarn Taran in Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram and Nuapada in Odisha. Counting of votes will take place on 14th of November along with Bihar Assembly elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a Silver Jubilee celebration of formation of Uttarakhand in Dehradun yesterday. He inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for various development projects worth over 8,140 crore rupees. Addressing a gathering, Mr. Modi said the double-engine government is continuously working to take Uttarakhand to new heights of development. He said that local products of Uttarakhand are aligning with the Vocal for Local campaign and 15 agricultural products from the state have received GI tags. Mr. Modi said that Uttarakhand's new film policy has made shooting easier in the state and it is also rapidly emerging as a wedding destination.
वेडिंग डेस्टिनेशन के रूप में भी उत्तराखंड लोकप्रिय हो रहा है और मेरा तो अभियान चल रहा है वेड इन इंडिया के लिए उत्तराखंड को अपने यहाँ उसी आलिशान स्तर की सुविधाएं विकसित करनी चाहिए और इसके लिए 5-7 बड़ी डेस्टिनेशन को तय करके उन्हें विकसित किया जा सकता है.
President Draupadi Murmu held wide-ranging bilateral discussions with President João Lourenço of Angola in Luanda yesterday. The two nations also exchanged MOUs to enhance cooperation in the areas of fisheries, aquaculture, marine resources, and consular matters. President Murmu welcomed Angola's decision to join the International Big Cat Alliance, IBCA, and the Global Biofuels Alliance, GBA.
हम विभिन्न द्विपक्षीय क्षेत्र में तथा इंडिया अफ्रीका फोरम समिट के व्यापक संदर्भ में अपने सहयोग को गहन बनाने के लिए मिलकर काम करना जारी रखेंगे. हमने फिशरीज, एक्वाकल्चर और मेराइन रिसोर्सेस तथा कंसुलर मामले में सहयोग के लिए 2 MOUs भी संपन्न किए तथा एयर सर्विसेस एग्रीमेंट को आगे बढ़ाने का भी निर्णय लिया.
The two leaders agreed to continue working together to deepen the cooperation, including in energy partnership, infrastructure, defense, health, agriculture, and digital technologies. President Murmu is on a visit to Angola and Botswana from 8 to 13 November. In Angola, she will be attending the 50th anniversary celebrations of Angola's independence on Tuesday. She will proceed to Botswana on 11th of November on the second leg of her tour. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan called upon graduating students to work hard with dedication without giving up and see awards coming their way. He was addressing the graduating students at JSS Academy of Higher Education in Mysore yesterday. He asked students to use the knowledge gained in the college and concentrate on their goals. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will visit Odisha today to participate in key programs on enhancing farmers' income, ensuring nutritional security and promoting natural farming practices in the state. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare said in a release that Mr. Chauhan will attend the inaugural session of the Manya Dibasa or Millet Day program as the chief guest. He will highlight the centre's initiatives on this occasion to encourage the production, processing and consumption of millets across the state and the rest of the country. Mr. Chauhan's visit is being viewed as a significant step towards advancing sustainable and self-reliant agriculture in Odisha. In chess, Indian Grandmaster Karthik Venkataraman secured his place in the fourth round after defeating Romania's GM Bogdan Daniel Diac in the tiebreaker of the FIDE Chess World Cup 2025 in Panaji, Goa. With Karthik's victory, a total of 5 Indian players will be in action in the fourth round. And that is the end of this news bulletin.